Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We are into March, and it is parade season. All the St. Patrick's Day parades are happening. Last weekend, I was in Stamford. It was a little rainy, but it was still a great time. And coming up this weekend, we have Milford on Saturday and New Haven on Sunday. So every Tuesday, we talk food with our friend Alex from CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. And I figured we'd talk about places to grab a bite to eat if you're going to these parades, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, guys. So in Milford, Kevin is right. The parade starts right at 1 o'clock on Saturday, March 9th. Downtown Milford transforms into a lively celebration of Irish heritage and community spirit. So the first spot that came to my mind was Founders House Pub and Patio. Now, their doors open at 11:30 a.m. They have live music starting at 1. They're having Irish fare and drink specials run all day. They're taking reservations for the dining area, as that bar is going to be first come, first serve. I'm sure it's going to be packed. I did take a sneak peek at their St. Patrick's menu that runs from the 8th to the 18th. They had jumbo pretzel sticks with Guinness beer cheese, corned beef sandwiches with house-cut fries, Guinness Irish short rib stew, and Irish cheddar lobster mac and cheese pie.
Ooh, that's a great view of the parade route, too, because it's like right on the street there, the patio.
Yeah, that would be a nice one to just kind of sit all day and watch everybody go by.
Yeah.
The next one on my list is the Stonebridge Restaurant. Now, they're ready for this weekend. They're having the doors open at 1 o'clock, live music by the Rum Runners and Chris Kiley and a DJ. They have a huge outdoor tent that I saw on their Instagram this morning is currently being set up. So there's going to be plenty of room for all to enjoy outside. They're also going to be serving their corned beef Reubens as well.
Ooh, it's always a party at Stonebridge.
Oh, I love it there. And right off the green, we also have My Bar and Grill. They're known for their award-winning chicken sandwiches, but they also serve delicious craft cocktails, tasty appetizers, too, to enjoy on your parade day. This is your typical pigs in a blanket, fried pickles, moot sticks, mac and cheese bites, all the cozy food right after a day of celebration.
Yeah, they're another good view because they're like on the other side of the green, right at that corner, and that's another good view of the parade.
It really is. And lastly, one of my favorite spots for some wings is Archie Moore's in Milford. It's right off the Milford Green, right near the water. Service is quick. They have pub-style food. It always hits the spot. Great selection of drinks to pair nicely with their buffalo wing sauce. I always order their nachos, golden potato skins as well. They do the bacon and the cheddar cheese. They do have beer batter fish sandwiches on their menu and a hot garlic pretzel with honey mustard and cheese dipping sauces.
Those wings are so good. I love those wings. And another great place that I always try to go to, even though it gets a little busy, is Colony Grill, because they have kind of like the Irish theme going on, and then they got the pizza. So that's another good spot, especially with kids.
Yeah, especially with all these lively celebrations.
And Star will be there. Look for Star 89.9 in the Milford St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday. And then we got New Haven on Sunday. And we're talking to CT Food Girly. Every Tuesday we talk food. You can find her on Instagram, at CT Food Girly. And I figured we would find out where to get some food, some lunch, maybe some dinner after. So what are some good spots in New Haven, Alex?
Yeah, after all that parade celebration, we need to eat. So in New Haven, the parade does start at 1:30 on Sunday the 10th. There is a live broadcast on WTNH until 4 o'clock that day. And Kevin, I actually just learned this, that this is actually the largest free single-day spectator event in the state of Connecticut.
Wow, that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool fun fact. I'm going to start us off at the Trinity Bar. It's my favorite spot to go to after the parade has come to a close. There's always a line out the door of excited, green-loving customers ready to cheers and have a cool beer together. I did see on Instagram that the band Modern Refugee is playing that day for the third year in a row. Definitely a high traffic area after the parade, but the drinks do come and so does their delicious food. They have awesome fish and chips. It's an absolute must try. I did go on the Taste of New Haven French fry tour, and the Trinity was one of our stops. So it was after the parade, you need an ice cold beer and some good food. Wait in line at the Trinity. They do also open at 9 a.m. if you want to get breakfast before the parade. Obviously, no reservations. It is first come, first serve, but that's part of the fun on parade day.
I'd be into some breakfast fries. That sounds delicious.
Ooh, that does sound good. Another fan favorite on parade day is Rudy's Bar. It's directly on the parade route. They will serve hundreds of customers this single day of the celebration. They have great pub fare, live music, beer, cocktails, and more. If you don't get into Rudy's, check out their starters, like their fried pickles, French onion soup. They have poutine fries, spinach and artichoke dip, all the cozy comfort foods to warm you up on an afternoon outside watching the parade go by.
I have to say, all the years I've been in the New Haven St. Patrick's Day Parade with Star, that's my favorite spot to roll by because there's always so many people with so much energy, like cheering and shouting to the parade route. It's great.
I love to absorb that energy because another fun bar to check out after the parade is Elm City Social. They have great gourmet bites, crafty cocktails. They do have that rooftop bar. Plenty of space, I think, at Elm City for all to enjoy. They're not too far off that parade route. In 2023, they did offer the brand as Pub Up, where it was a menu that they served just at the beginning of March. They had pub pretzels, corned beef sliders, Irish egg rolls, a full Irish breakfast, and much more. And currently, for March 14th, they're hosting a whiskey dinner series, 6-course paired dinner tasting featuring Keeper's Heart American Irish Whiskey. It's $99 a person. This is a great way to keep that Irish-loving food and drinks flowing even after the parade.
Yummy. That sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds great. I may have to get a ticket for that. Last spot on my list is Bar New Haven. It's off of Crown Street, not too far from the green where the parade goes by. They are known for their brick oven pizza, craft beer, dance club, and spacious bar areas. This will be a great spot to grab a nice hot slice to warm up. They do have some cool craft beer. You can relax at a table from standing all day during the parade. It's also on the same street as Geronimo's Tequila Bar, if that might be your vibe after the parade. And in the past, Geronimo's has done some Irish-loving drinks special for St. Patrick's Day. They have a Verde Margarita, so be on the lookout for that.
There you go. Margaritas, you got pizza, bar. It's everything you could want for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, everybody's chiming in New Haven.
All right, everyone have fun at these parades this weekend, Milford and New Haven, and eat everything. Go to all these spots that CT Food Grill mentioned. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.